I don't know if you're tracking this or if you're feeling the same thing that I'm feeling, but watching what's happening with gold and silver and crypto and watching what's happening with banks. We already had one bank failure recently, and you know, the shenanigans, what's happening, all the fake numbers coming out of the White House, fake inflation numbers, fake job numbers, or more recently, oh, we're just not even going to release numbers anymore because of the quote government shutdown. So it's just another excuse to not release numbers. Anyway, are you feeling what I'm feeling, which is that the system is very close to breaking? I think we're extremely close now to a collapse of the Western financial system. Massive bank failures, bail-ins, you know, banks seizing people's assets, investment funds, brokerages, just seizing everything. And the point of this podcast here right now is I really want to encourage you more than ever to take steps to reduce your counterparty risk within the banking system. This is a time that counterparty risk is going to destroy people's life savings. And what is counterparty risk? Well, that's when you trust some other party to make good on their promise to you. Typically a bank, for example. You give your money to a bank and then they say, oh, you have this much money and you can have it anytime you want. But legally, that's their money now. It's not your money. You are just a creditor to the bank. And if they decide that they're going to have a bail-in because they've gone bankrupt, then what you thought was your money actually turns out to be their money. And now you're standing in line as a creditor. Good luck with that. And it's not just banks, you know, it's brokerage houses. You give your money to them, they buy stocks in your name, but who holds those stocks? What's the name on the stocks? It's not your name, it's their name. They own the stocks. And you have a claim against them that's equivalent to the value of the stocks that you bought, but they hold the stocks. So if things start to unwind, they can just say, well, we can't make good on our promise to pay you the money for the stocks that we said you owned, but we actually own. So therefore, we're going to declare, you know, bankruptcy and good luck. Stand in line with your claim. That's going to happen in lots of places. That's accelerating. Now, what's the ultimate defense against counterparty risk? The ultimate defense is, of course, physical gold and silver. Now, it can either be in your hands, physical possession, or it can be vaulted on your behalf, but it has to be allocated. It has to be either allocated or segmented, because that means it's physical metals with your name on it. You don't want to own vaulted metal that's just pooled, because pooled is just a claim to some physical silver through typically, you know, some other instrument like an ETF. Whereas allocated silver is physically there, it's got your name on it, and you can request it to be sent back to you. That's why I've always told people, if you're going to vault gold and silver, make sure you vault it outside the banking system. You should use an independent vault, such as with Battalion Metals, that's our sponsor. They are a trusted vault. I mean, they run their own high security vault. It's insured by Lloyd's of London. It's one of the most secure vaults in North America. And lots of people use that vault for that very reason. So that's safe because that's allocated to you. But what you don't want is some vaulting service that just says, well, okay, you're part of a pool, you have a claim to a certain amount of physical gold and silver, but it's not really there. That's not okay. That's not acceptable. And that's where you can get hurt by counterparty risk. So if we start seeing defaults on physical delivery of silver or gold, then a lot of people are going to suddenly learn about the problems of counterparty risk and why it doesn't mean anything to just have a piece of paper that says you own part of a pool. It doesn't get you anywhere. So, look, I'm not your financial advisor, so don't take this as direct financial advice, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. I am reducing all exposure to the banking system and all exposure to dollars, For example, just last Friday, when silver plummeted to about $75, I bought a lot of silver at $76. And since then, it's already gone up substantially. But I realized that that was an engineered blow-off. And I was looking at my bank account. And, you know, I take a meager salary, actually. It's not that much, but it's something. And so I looked at my bank account. I haven't been spending any money recently. I haven't been shopping for anything. And so I said, well, gosh, I don't need these dollars here. So I bought silver with it. And that's risk reduction, because I bought physical silver that's vaulted, okay? And I know I can claim that silver at any time if I want it shipped to me, although silver, you know, can get quite heavy if you have any decent amount of it. So a lot of people just vault it. And then, yeah, you pay for the vaulting service. And that can seem like a lot every year because of the value of silver. But really, it's not that much compared to the cost of storing it in a secure manner. So I don't mind paying the vaulting fees, especially as silver keeps climbing in dollar value. But my point is, I don't own any stocks at all. I don't bet on the futures market. I'm actually very conservative in what I do financially because I'm trying to eliminate risk. I don't play in ETFs. I do have some crypto. I haven't done anything with it. Right now, though, Bitcoin is looking like it's got ties to Epstein and to Israel. And I'm thinking about just swapping all my Bitcoin for something else like Monero. In fact, I may do that tomorrow. I may get completely out of Bitcoin. But I'm working right now to reduce counterparty risk. And by the way, Aaron Day has pointed out that Bitcoin, he thinks, probably has Israeli-run backdoors in it. Just like Israel infiltrated all the pagers that were shipped to Lebanon, and then they made all the pagers explode and injured and killed a bunch of Lebanese people, including some children. That's a classic Israeli type of attack where they infiltrate a supply chain and then they pull the trigger and harm a lot of people and call it a great success, and then they brag about it. Well, Aaron Day believes that Israel has done that to Bitcoin, and that one day Mossad could just pull a trigger and empty every Bitcoin wallet. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. We don't have any proof of that. You can make your own assessment of whether you think that's true. You can look at the Epstein files that have just been released. You can look at the control over Bitcoin developers. You can make up your own mind. But for me, I would rather eliminate that risk. And I trust Monero or Zano, both privacy crypto. I trust them a lot more than I trust Bitcoin. So yeah, I'm going to liquidate Bitcoin. And not that I have very much of it, whatever, because that's not been my focus, but I'm going to move it to something else. Probably Zano and Monero. Anyway, you make your own decisions. Obviously, again, I'm not your financial advisor, but if you've got loads of money in an investment account, if it's in stocks, if it's in a bank, if it's in ETFs or CDs in a bank, if it's in treasuries, or any of these things, they all have counterparty risk. Only gold and silver do not have any counterparty risk. And that's why smart money is moving into gold and silver like crazy. And I believe you should have some physical amount within reach, something you could get to in case there's a Mad Max collapse or an emergency or something like that. You can get to some gold, you can get to some silver. It doesn't have to be a large amount, just enough to, you know, to get you by, to barter for food or what have you. And then the rest, you could vault it somewhere and call it a day. And that's your savings account. That could be your retirement account. You know, your official retirement account is not going to do that well when the system collapses. And your pensions are not going to be worth much of anything when the dollar collapses, whenever that day comes. And yes, the dollar is going to a near zero status, by the way. I've heard some influencers say, no, the dollar is good. It's going to be around forever. It's no problem. It's still the world reserve currency. No, it isn't. Gold is the world reserve currency. Gold is used by more countries than the dollar at a larger amount for trade. So no, the dollar is not the world reserve currency any longer. that's done. That's done. And the dollar is being destroyed by Trump with all the money printing and all the declarations of wars against everybody else in the world. More countries are dumping the dollar. So the dollar is going to end up at near zero. That's a mathematical fact. There's nothing that can stop that, actually, because they're going to keep printing more currency. So of course that's going to zero, which means all your exposure in dollars is at risk of a near total loss of everything in your savings account, your checking account, you know, your investments, your stocks, your bonds, whatever. It could all be gone tomorrow with a force majeure declaration and then the great taking and bank bail-ins. It's all gone. Instantly, overnight. The only thing they can't take from you is your gold and silver that's vaulted or in your possession or privacy crypto that they don't know you have. And that's Monero or Xano or maybe a few other privacy coins. So mark my words, counterparty risk is what's going to destroy most people's life savings as this system craters. If you want physical gold and silver, talk to Battalion Metals. That's our sponsor. That's the only company that I work with. I trust them completely. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. Metalswithmike.com. And they are well known by everybody else in the industry, by Andy Scheckman, by Bill Holter, by David Morgan. Everybody knows Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson. They have a pristine reputation. They are legit. They protect your privacy. They give you honest pricing, discreet, insured delivery, etc. Oh, yeah. If you buy from them, use discount code RANGER and you'll save. They will waive the shipping insurance fee completely, the shipping insurance fee. So that's discount code RANGER. And yes, they are our sponsor and we appreciate their sponsorship. And that's who I buy from also. And that's who I vault with also. And I got to tell you, I am so happy that I've done that. Even though silver and gold took a little nosedive last week, they've begun to really strongly recover from that. And it's clear in my mind that the world industrial demand for silver continues to be sky high, much more demand than there is physical silver coming out of the mines. So what does that tell you? And then the world monetary demand for gold is also going to remain sky high as fiat currencies collapse. Our world is moving from the fiat currency era into the post-fiat era of honest money, which is gold and silver. Fiat currencies are collapsing, and many of them will end up at zero or near zero, and that includes the US dollar. And it's going to happen much more rapidly than most people expect. It's not going to be just a small gradual thing. It's going to seem slow at first, and then it's going to happen all at once, and you're going to wake up one day, and it's like, oh, the dollar's worthless today. Welcome to Weimar Germany, USA edition. That's where this is going, in my view. I can see it happening, just like that. And then everybody's going to say, what happened? How come nobody told us? I'm telling you now, that day is coming. And gold and silver is what's going to save your neck in all of this. That's what's going to store your assets. That's generational wealth that will help you or your family members or loved ones that you might pass it on to one day. That's going to save your life's work and all your savings in those metals. Now, I don't know what the prices are going to do. They can go up, they can go down. There's a lot of manipulation in the spot prices, obviously. So there's always some level of risk in buying or selling gold or silver. But the bigger risk in my mind is holding on to dollars and having counterparty risk in the Western financial system, the banking system, or holding bonds or treasuries. That's the risk of total spontaneous loss that I am convinced is going to happen one day in the not so distant future. Don't know which day, but I know what's coming. So if you want to have your assets intact, do your own research, take this into account, get expert opinions if you need them, make up your own mind, do what's right for you. And I think you'll be very happy if you're sitting on gold and silver as all of this goes down. So again, our sponsor is at metalswithmike.com. And thank you for listening. And if you've already purchased gold and silver, hold on to it. Make sure it's safe. Make sure you know how to get to it. Hold on to it because it's going to serve you very well with what's happening. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can follow all my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Get ready for this Valentine's Day by giving the gift of great nutrition to those you love. Here at healthrangerstore.com, we've got a special sale for you to get those gifts with some bonus items. Now, this sale runs February 3rd through February 6th from 11 a.m. Central on the 3rd all the way to 11 a.m. Central on the 6th. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/valentines, plural, you know, with the S on it, then you're going to see all of our specials. Now, we've got a lot of items on sale. Many of them are on sale for up to 20 or even 30% off in some cases with our third-party vendors. Got a lot of extra items that are back in stock as well. And we've got bonuses for you. So if you purchase $199 or more, you get this collagen stick pack product, which has 14 stick packs in it, all laboratory tested, really outstanding clean ingredients. You get that free of charge. That's what you're seeing on the left there. If you spend $299, then you get both that and the chocolate super protein, which is formulated on the Boku protein product line. That's available for you for free. Combined, those two are worth $70. So you're getting quite a bit of value back. You can use those as gifts or you can use them, enjoy them yourself. That's up to you. Some of the items we have on sale include the all-in-one seed kit, 30% off. Also the backyard seed kit, great for getting ready for springtime planting and food preparedness. A lot of products, 20% off, including our omega-6 healing cream. We've got the transdermal C serum and many other items. We've got 20% off on our super protein, our plant-based zinc, our golden flax seed powder, and so much more. And then at the 15% off level, we've got the 24 karat gold liquid gold nourishing oil from Nahaya, as well as we've got at 10% off, we've got bamboo, three-piece towel sets, bed sheet sets with bamboo cotton, and many other items there that are available. We've got also 100% organic cotton kitchen towels from Delilah Home. We've also got all the Bearded Brothers, the Yo Bars, the Yumster, the Mini, the Cookie Dough, Chocolate Brownie. Oh my goodness. We've got Almond Butter Crunch and Almond Butter Jelly Bars from Regenerative Organic Certified Companies and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. In any case, you know that everything that we offer at healthrangerstore.com is laboratory tested. It's formulated with pristine ingredients, and also your support of us helps support this platform. All of our free speech platforms and our free AI platforms that are spreading knowledge and helping to decentralize information away from the central controllers. So by shopping now, get your Valentine's Day gifts early at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Not only are you giving the gift of great nutrition, which is a great way to express love towards others. Hey, I'd love you to be healthy. Love you to have amazing food. Love to help boost your nutritional intake. But also, you're helping us create the free tools that help keep you informed. So thank you for your support. And remember, this is only February 3rd through February 6th, starting at 11 a.m. on the 3rd Central Time at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Thank you for your support. Happy Valentine's Day.